Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with host and founder of New Life Ministries, Stephen Arterburn. New Life Live is dedicated to transforming lives one at a time, thanks to the giving hearts of you, our listeners. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word to give you hope and help in life's hardest places. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now here's Steve.
Hi there, and welcome to New Life Live. Really glad you're here. If you want to join me and Dr. Alice Benton, Dr. Jill Hubbard on the radio here on Valentine's Day, you could call us at 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. Alice is in the studio. Alice, hi there. Happy Valentine's Day to you.
Well, Steve, I come in with a burden because I actually committed a cardinal sin of love and parenting recently. My daughter told me about a mutual crush with a boy in her class, and I immediately responded with fear, pointing out all the negatives I know about this kid. I know better than that, Steve. Yeah. It's been a lot of repair work.
Well, I charge $350 an hour for therapy because I don't do therapy. So, but anyway, I'll be glad to help you.
I will send my daughter your way.
Hi, Jill, and good to see
you're
you.
Doing therapy on Alice's daughter now?
Well, she made some kind of big mistake. But here's the thing, you know, kids are resilient and they're wonderful, and sometimes crummy parenting doesn't result in horrible things.
But well, we can make up for it, right?
Exactly. We've still got time. Well, there are many things said about Valentine's Day and the source and all of that. There is a Saint Valentine, and he did have the gift of healing, but he was sentenced to death, and he wrote a letter, this is one story, to the little girl that he had healed, and he signed it, Your Valentine. And so, supposedly, or could be, that is the source of all this, but this is a day where it's not really all about love. It's about romance. You know, if it was about love, we would be sending cards with God's picture on it. Well, we don't know what God looks like, but or the picture of Jesus on it, because that's love. But this is a day of romance, trying to maybe spark some romance. And it's also a day that I hated many years of my life because I didn't have a girlfriend, or I didn't have someone that loved me. And so I know this can be kind of a painful time, too. And all I can say is this trite thing, that God loved you. And it's a great day to do something, rather than just feel bad that you're not involved with somebody, do something for someone. Give them a call. Say, hey, I was thinking about you today, or just anything like that. Yeah, Jill, go
Steve,
ahead.
I look at it differently because I feel like Valentine's Day has been redeemed for me in that it's about all the people we love. And maybe you said that. Yes, there's an emphasis on romance, but you can get really sad and down on yourself if your romance, either you don't have one or it's not in the place you would want it to be, and we tend to idealize that. Instead of looking at the love that God has put in your life, who are the people? And I get so much love from all of my friends and my kids and my family. Like, I feel really full on Valentine's Day.
Oh, I love that. Well, that just shows you, once again, how much better a person you are than me, Jill, and I hope that people will follow your example. But, you know, I sent my mom, who will be, in a couple of months, 95 years old. I sent her 12 red roses, reminding her she was my first Valentine.
Oh, it's so true. Oh, I love that.
She is one amazing, amazing woman. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. We had our marriage intensive this past weekend in Orange County. I think it's the the greatest thing New Life has ever done. I'll tell you about it. Larry will come in later. He was there. We'll tell you about it. It was just astounding to see people move so far in such a short time. We'll be back after this.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. 1-800-229-3000. And as Jill has reminded us, it really is about, or you can really be full of love from the people that love you and that you love. But I got to tell you, if you're lacking romance, got to ask you a couple of questions here. Have you ever figured out why the relationships don't last? You know, maybe there's something that you could work on with a counselor. Have you ever given up the thought that God would just deliver someone to you? Because a lot of people really genuinely believe that that's the strategy that's going to work. Mm-hmm. Have you thought about, you know, going to some singles groups at bigger churches? Have you thought about a Christian dating site of some sort? Give it a try. A lot of things that we can do. Don't give up, whatever you do. I do think, though, that the more we're out there doing things like taking a class, learning a new skill, the more likely we're to bump into some really interesting people, and one of them might have some interest in us, and we might have interest in them. So be active, at least. At least get out of the house, get off of that lounger, and go do something. Let's go to Barbara. She's calling us from New Carrollton, Maryland, listening on WAVA. And I was just in an interview celebrating WAVA's 30th anniversary there in Washington, D.C. And
I heard you.
You did. Well, they asked me, he said, I'll put you on the spot. What do you think of when you think of WAVA? And I said, truth in traffic. Because I can just, and my image was the presidential motorcade stuck and everybody else stuck because of them. And they're listening to WAVA. Anyway, thanks for calling us. And how are you today? How could we help?
You guys always make me laugh.
Oh, Barbara.
It's painful, but you make me laugh all
good.
The time. And I was part of the adult children workshop, and it was so good to put faces to the voices that I hear. So it was wonderful.
But was it helpful?
It really was. And I tell you, I fired myself. That's what Jim said to do. And I was like, whoa, fire myself. And I thought about it. And you know what? It's time for me to fire myself.
Good for
you.
So
I am calling because I'm realizing that in dealing with my adult children, with everybody, but mostly my adult children is where the pain comes in, I find this need to explain. Now that I have, or whenever I grow and recognize something else that has interfered with our relationship in the past, I find this need to explain.
All right,
and
give us an example.
Instead of helping, it's hurting.
Yeah, okay, mm-hmm. Give us an example of something you realized that wasn't great about the past with the kids, and then, yeah, what is the issue, and what did you tell them about it?
Well, I was telling my daughter why I realized that I really react to comments that she makes. It's not the comment so much as how she does it.
Mm-hmm.
I tend to feel very childish when she does it, like I'm the child instead of the parent.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I recognize that, okay, no, I am the parent and I'm going to step in, I find that she pushes some painful buttons from the past, mm-hmm. and so I react to what she says.
Mm. Are you married?
And I did that last week. Divorced.
Divorced. And did you feel like a child when you were married to the man that you were married to?
Did I feel like a child?
Was he a critical person? Was he an angry man?
No, he was a very critical person. Actually, yes, it was him that I recognized that she was so much alike. Mm-hmm. And so you're right, yes.
Okay,
and that's
so,
what I was explaining, yeah. and I shouldn't have done that.
So is explaining to her a way of explaining to him? Because you probably can't explain to him, but we all have
right,
a need to
passed.
Feel. Okay. Well, we all have a need to feel understood, right? And when we feel misunderstood in relationship, sometimes we go into that over-explaining, right? Is a way of kind of stating our case in the hopes that if they see our side, if they could understand, then there might be some more compassion there. And that it might actually draw us closer. But what you're saying is it doesn't. It pushes
it
things farther away.
It didn't.
Right.
Oh, it didn't. She got so angry at me. Oh.
So, Barbara, you probably need to check the logistics you use to explain. Meaning, you probably have to be more selective about when you explain and to whom you explain your pain. We do it best if we take it outside of our children first, whether it's with our girlfriends, with a therapist, and when we've truly been heard by someone else, the urgency of the need to explain decreases. But our children also need to hear about how the things they do hurt us. And if we have first given them lengthy listening, and we've been humble and apologetic about how we've hurt them, there is time and place to give them a little bit of truth of how they hurt us while giving them a whole lot of grace.
Well, I want to say this, though. To tell your daughter that this negative thing that she does reminds you of the husband who divorced you and is now deceased, that's pretty hard to hear.
Mm-hmm.
And so a repair might be, you know, I realize that was hurtful. And I am so sorry. I want you to know there are other things about you that remind me of him. Things that you and him have in common that are fantastic. Such as, like, name one of those for us right here. What's something that she has?
She's determined. She is driven when
there you
she
go.
Gets ready to do something.
Right. So yep. I would be having a conversation.
Told her that recently.
Okay. Well, I would tell her I just really blew it when I was trying to explain that. And I want you to know, you know, the things that you have in common with him that are so wonderful and powerful and great about the wonderful woman you are so much more positive than any negative. And I hope that I could have a do-over on that or whatever.
Right, because when you're explaining this when in regards to him, they're a part of him, right? They have aspects.
Yeah.
She knows she's like her dad in some ways. So a criticism of him is she's hearing it as it being of her. Right? And that and we moms have to be careful because they hear so much as criticism, even when we don't mean it that way.
Yeah.
Right?
And it would have been one thing to say when you talk to me like this, it's almost like I feel like I'm the child and you're the adult. So
that's
I tend to be defensive and I'm working on that. And then not even mention where or who that's associated with. That would be a better way to do it. But, you know, the thing about relationships is we can mess up and we can also repair. And sometimes when we do a really good job of repairing, the whole incident draws us all closer together because we get to say some things we might not have even said otherwise. So I hope that some of this is helpful. You have to let us know. But, oh, my goodness, it's not easy being a parent to adult children. And that's why we did the seminar. And we'll do another one of these days. 1-800-229-3000. If you want to join us on the program, we would love to have you join us. 1-800-229-3000. Let's go to Richard. He is, well, he's calling us from the fruitcake capital of the entire universe, Corsicana, Texas. Hey there, how are you?
Good, Steve, good. I'll tell you what, I enjoyed our weekend.
How was it for you?
Steve, let me tell you, with you, this everybody was phenomenal. And I just want to especially just reach out to you, Allison, Jill. I don't know if you guys remember when I called back in November. Steve, you know, I was on the road working. My marriage was at, I didn't see no hope for it. My wife did not see hope for our marriage neither. And, you know, you was telling me when I come home, you know, I everything that I do, I need to do with gratitude because she's been the one maintaining the house. And, listen, I don't know if you remember, but you put me on point with owning up to who I was and what I've created. Mm-hmm. And Allison, you did an awesome job in saying, hey, you need her to see this and see all these revelations. And I'm going to tell you, we came out and it drawed her near. It brought her to intimacy in marriage. We were there. We seen it all, not just to see it, but to be part of it, important to touch our lives. And I'd say we left with tools that I 100% now believe there is hope.
That's so
wow. Hallelujah. So you did the work, sir. You listened, you took it in, and you did something about it. Oh, I'm proud of you.
Mm. Well, I'm so glad that she was willing, that you were willing. I mean, not everybody is. And now you've got hope, which a lot of people, they just, well, like your wife said, there was no hope. And now there is. Hey,
right.
I'll put you on the spot. Can you think of any one thing that really meant something to you or caused you guys to be talking afterwards, some point maybe that Mylon K made, something like that? What would be a significant moment of the weekend for you?
I think the significance for me was the triggers and not seeing those or how deadly they are, you know?
Yeah.
And not only being able to see them now, but that you can manage them.
There you go.
And when it to be a 3-pound trigger, now it has to have more pressure when we do the work.
There you go. Oh, I love hearing that. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for calling and giving a good report, encouraging others. I'm going to send you Every Man's Bible, just my way of saying thank you for coming, and keep those folks at the fruitcake factory happy, because they really, you know, once you start eating, of course, a can of fruitcake, I mean, it's hard to ever quit, really.
I love fruitcake.
Everybody has to experience, because it's more than just the fruitcake. It's all the other pastries.
That's
good to know, Richard. But I do love fruitcake.
Yeah. Not everybody does, but man.
Dr. Stoop did.
Yeah, he did.
I've never had it. Oh, it's
never
so
in
good.
My life.
It's
dense,
well, we'll take
but
care
it's
of
good.
That for you. Richard, thank you. Hold on. I'll send Every Man's Bible to you. Hope you enjoy that. 1-800-229-3000. That is the phone number to call. And hope and pray that if you need some help with anything, you'll call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That number's there. People are there. And we've never had such a great team of folks reaching out and wanting to help people. So many wonderful things, you know, coming up. Every Man's Battle and Restore are both coming up in the next 3 weeks. And there were guys at the marriage conference, and I talked to their wives. And Every Man's Battle, you know, if they hadn't gone to that, they wouldn't have been at this. Because their willingness to go to Every Man's Battle made her willing to hang in there and see what would happen. And it happened in a great way. So sometimes, you know, you do the thing you want to do the least, and you get results that you never, ever thought possible. So if you're struggling, every man's battle, or if you've been betrayed by someone with a sexual integrity problem, it's Restore. We can tell you all about it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. Steve Arterburn here. Anybody supporting us, we'll send you this wonderful book by Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jan Stoop called Smart Love. It is a wonderful book on managing emotions. It's really about emotional intelligence in the relationship. I think you will like it. It's just our way of saying thank you very, very much. Let's go back to the calls, and let's talk with Renee from Canton, Ohio. Hello, Renee. How are you today?
I'm really nervous.
Okay, well, that's all right. You can just talk right through the nervousness. How about that? And we'll understand. What's the most troubling thing in your life right now?
I was sexually abused most of my life. It started when I was a small child. And it continued up into my 20s, and now I'm almost to my 40s. I'm a mom. I have three special needs kids, and I know that my past traumas really, really hinder my life, and I'm trying to figure out how do I, you know, deal with what happened in my past and still take care of all the responsibilities I have.
Mm-hmm. What, was this one person all those years or different people?
Multiple people.
Hmm. I'm so sorry. What have you done to get any kind of help for this?
I've tried. I've been in counseling for years, but it doesn't feel like, it feels like the only thing that ever gets dealt with is, you know, the gaping wound we're dealing with today. Nothing really gets dealt with the whole, you know, yeah, root issue.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting here with Band-Aids all over me, and mm-hmm, I can't keep going on like this.
Yeah.
And when I have talked with counselors about the past, I kind of shut down because it's so much to deal with. It's over 20 years of pain that I've shoved down for most of my life. I just shove it down and just put it away because I can't.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot of pain, too, to be shoving down. Jill, get us started here,
Renee,
and then you, Alice.
And if you have some gaping wounds right now as a result of that, that are, you know, coming up in your life, of course people are going to want to kind of stop the bleeding, right, and keep you functioning because you've got a lot of responsibilities. I agree with you, though. You've got to have a period of time where you can go back and you can look at that stuff and you can work through that shutting down that served to protect you early on in life, right? But now gets in the way for you, right? And as your kids, too, as you're facing things with your kids, the pressure, the stress, the special needs, and their different ages, that can be really triggering. So even though you say you've done a lot of counseling, you're right. There's more work to be done, and you are someone that really needs somebody walking with you through all of these stages. So it might feel like a lot, and I know there's always a desire. It's like, I just want to get in, dig out the root, and be on my merry way. And with this kind of long-standing chronic abuse, it takes longer, and it's like peeling off the layers a little bit at a time based on what you can tolerate and what you can handle in your current life.
Alice, what are you thinking here?
Renee, do you struggle with feeling selfish
when you engage in your own self-care, especially with how much your kids need you?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I want to tell you, I can commiserate just only on a light level because I have not been through the horror that you have. But as my three kids also have unending needs, it feels selfish to take a nap, to take a walk, sometimes to even take a shower because my kids need me through all of that and they're clamoring for my attention. But self-care is stewardship. Because we have so limited resources within us of energy and mental bandwidth and capacity to care for our kids. And when our self-care is too limited, then our care of others actually starts to break down and we get irritable and reactive. And it's very hard to love well. Does that fit? Do you resonate with that struggle?
Absolutely. I almost feel like I'm not worth it. Everyone else's needs are so much more important than I am.
Yes.
Well, wasn't that the lifelong message?
Yeah. You were just treated as an object, a mm-hmm. thing to be used by someone else. It would only be natural that you would feel unworthy of help, attention, and all of that. I wish that I could infuse into you the love that God has for you, because I would imagine it's really hard for you to feel just how much God loves you because of some other people using you in an ungodly way. So there's a process, and I want us to talk about that when we come back. A process that if people will enter into that process, they can be free. It's not easy, it's not quick, but it can free a person from even the worst kind of trauma and abuse. We'll talk about it right after this. You're listening to New Life Live. 1-800-229-3000.
I was really living a very anxiety-filled life. I turned on New Life, and the topic that day was about anxiety. And just by listening, I got relief.
You can help New Life stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. When you sign up to support us monthly through Club New Life, we'll send you the new member thank you gift of the Life Recovery Bible Personal Size, the one-year Life Recovery Prayer Devotional, the New Life Journal, a New Life Pen and Highlighter, and a New Life Zipper Tote to hold it all. Plus, there are ongoing benefits like access to the Club New Life video library, the monthly Club New Life CD or download, quarterly resources, free shipping on purchased resources, and discounts on workshops. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. If you want to join us, 1-800-229-3000. 1-800-229-3000. We're talking with Renee. And Renee, you know, if you have survived this, and you have, it's absolutely remarkable, but as you're saying, survival strategies only last for so long, and if you go to a therapist and it feels like you're going to fall apart, or you know, going any deeper is going to cause more pain and all, sometimes you just, they don't ever get you out of the survival strategy mode. But I really think that a trauma specialist, and you'd need a really good one, could help you look at what has been stolen from you. One thing that's become so obvious hearing you is that these men stole your value as a person. You feel guilty just wanting help, and so if you, and there's so many other things that your innocence was stolen and all of these things, if you had the right counselor helping you to grieve what was lost, that would begin a process where eventually you could accept, embrace, you could forgive, you could move beyond it and not be stuck in it or just trying to get a bit over it today. And that's what I would hope for you. Alice, Jill, anything else you want to say? A couple of thoughts.
First of all, what Alice was talking to you about in terms of increasing self-care, I know that's really counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think it would be good if you could push against that. Remember her words and our encouragement to engage in times of self-care, even schedule it in and push yourself to do it because it will help you cope better. Also, when you go back into therapy, I think it's really important up front to let your therapist know that you really do want to dig deeper and look at your childhood stuff. But tell them this pattern of life getting destabilized and you coming in with these little mini crises that often get in the way. And because exactly what Steve said, a therapist doesn't want to push you to the point of decompensating. And so it's a balancing act of seeing how much you can handle and in terms of the pace of the work. And if there's always something currently, you're right, it will get in the way. So I've had abuse victims tell me, don't let me run away. I'll try to run away from this, but keep me accountable and push me to look deeper.
Mm-hmm. And Renee, I want you to have your husband listen to a replay of this call because he needs to be even more of an advocate for your self-care than he's been before. That will help you. Additionally, consider eye movement desensitization and reprocessing because it's a kind of therapy that helps you get past these stuck places and it will help you attack the belief that you don't deserve this and it's selfish and you're not worth it. It will help you get beyond that.
All right, I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I'm going to send you Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers, assuming a
horrific
role.
Well, you can apply it to lots of people.
Yeah.
And
I'm going to.
Yeah.
And I am also going to send you this little grief workbook with Life Recovery Bible. And I hope and pray that those will be helpful. But more than anything, I want to find a counselor that really specializes in the kind of thing that you've been through, because it doesn't go away easily. It's not something that just a little bit of counseling is ever going to help. And thank you for sharing with us and letting us talk with you about it. And I'll tell you, anybody that's involved with somebody in a sexually abusive way, how tragic to inflict upon somebody years of misery for moments of pleasure for you. And all you have to do is get some help, and you won't ever do that to anybody else again. Well, let's go to Will. He's calling. Will lives in paradise, everybody, and we'll see him in paradise. He lives in paradise. KWRD is the station.
Hello, there.
Will. Paradise, Texas.
Wow, you're calling from a long way.
How's it going?
I'm great. I couldn't wait for Death to do the final paradise. We found an interim.
That's funny. Well, how are things in paradise?
It's actually paradise in paradise. We just got through with your intimacy and marriage workshop this weekend.
Oh.
And,
all right. How'd that go?
Might be the best weekend I've ever had with my wife.
Wow.
Well, that's not nothing right there. Why was it that good?
You know, we're 20 years in, and you get kind of in a bit of a rut, and you're only as good as the tools you've been given.
Right.
And I think as my faith's been really on an upswing lately, and I'm seeing her and my heart aches, and I asked you to go to this conference because we've heard you all on the radio before, and if somebody did what I've been doing now and called in and was saying how great it was, and we went and go see you guys, and before we did, we're so thankful that we picked up the How We Love in it first, so we kind of pre-read.
Good, yeah.
And that kind of set the table, and it really started that where you start to look at yourself why you are the way you are, and the fact that it's, you know, no fault or anything, it's just how we're built and put together, and that you guys have diagnosed these five love styles and how they're going to behave when they interact with one another, and to be able to see that and be given tools that you do to be able to create a pathway with good information to get better results is just, again, I can't say good enough things about it. I'm telling everybody I can hear about it. We also, the love circle, I'm sorry, the comfort circle that you guys coached through, as we understood how our parents impacted us to create us who we are, it renewed our, how we see our kids. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's we were sad because we were away this weekend, and we heard on Friday that my one son, just tenderhearted, his lunch mates took a vote and kicked him off their lunch table that he goes to every Friday. So we got to mend that broken heart up almost immediately when we went through this with him this morning, and it was just so amazing. It just, again, I can't say enough good things on how you guys have God led you to discover this. I would recommend it to, from newlywed to 70 years worth of marriage. It just, there's nothing better to put into practice to make your marriage just awesome. You have so much hope right now.
Well, I am grateful for what happened in your marriage, but when I think about how you took that and applied that to your son, when other parents might say, hey, you know, you got to be strong, or this is life, or some other really stupid thing that you could do, and you guys helped him to know he's loved and cared for, and that to me is just the coolest thing ever. And I'm grateful, very grateful that you shared that, because I hope it's an inspiration not just for other people to go to the workshop, but hey, are you really, really in tune with what your young kids are going through? Could you do some things your parents didn't do for you? So I honor you for that, and Will, I'm so grateful. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much, and just to think that you guys are offering up tools to break generations worth of not knowing things and causing the same results. And, you know, I've kind of undersold, you know, what all has really happened. It was actually two kids this morning, because we were able to go through with our daughter, who was also struggling with some things, and it's like just plug and play. You just walk right down through the steps, handing the sheet with the soul words, and it's just,
oh my goodness,
it's almost too easy. The enemy must hate you guys.
Well, it is miraculous healing, and it could take anywhere from 5 to 10 minutes, and you help restore your child's heart or your spouse's heart. No. It works beautifully.
Well, going along with this theme, a mother said, this is going to change everything with me and my daughter. And she said, the soul words are going up on our refrigerator tomorrow. That's what. So,
well, ours is magnetized on there right now.
There you go. Well, thanks for sharing this, Will. Let me send you a copy of Every Man's Bible. God bless you, and I hope our paths cross again. By the way, July, we're going to be doing this again. We'll tell you more about that afterwards. But, you know, Every Man's Battle, when I talk to people that were there, and he had gone to Every Man's Battle, and she had gone to Restore, and then they're doing this, it really is something. What can happen just by doing 3 weekends, it can change, it will, I believe, change the course of history. Not just for you and your kids, but generations to come. Generation after generation. It's not a small thing. And so, if you're struggling with sexual integrity, or you've been hurt by someone who has, or you're ready to make your marriage better, everybody can do something to make it better. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To join us on the program, it's 1-800-229-3000.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. Larry's in the studio. I said we'd talk a little bit more about the thing coming up in July. We're going to do something special today, right, Larry? Just because it's Valentine's Day,
right,
we're going to offer something special to folks. So you tell them the details, since I don't even know how to deal with details. So you go ahead.
Or they come out different than Larry envisioned.
Very close, but not accurate.
The creative Steve spin.
That's right. Well, we're going to have a Valentine's Day sale for intimacy and marriage and for two other workshops coming up. Now, today only, you can sign up for Intimacy and Marriage July 22nd to 24th in Washington, D.C., and it's $250 off. You've heard about we've had two people call in and talk about it. It was an amazing workshop. You know, the one thing I just wanted to say about the workshop, I was thinking about this. You know, when you get out of the shower and if you have a mirror in there and it gets all foggy, that's the way people are seeing themselves in life too often.
Yeah.
And it's like taking a squeegee and cleaning it off, and all of a sudden it's clear. Mm-hmm. And that's what people saw this weekend. So many come thinking, I'm going to get him fixed, or I'm going to get her fixed. And the revelations come to them. It's just a fabulous workshop. So
And we're going to do, Restore in Every Man's Battle. We'll help you with that, too.
Every Man's Battle. Restore is the next one. That's coming up just a week from this Friday. And we had an early bird price that ended this last Friday. And we're extending that early bird price for another day. We want to get you ladies to come into this. So instead of $900, you'll pay $700, $200 off.
Oh, my goodness. Yep.
And for Every Man's Battle, we're offering today only $250 off for the March workshop coming up. That's going to be in Dallas, Texas. And that's $1,125 instead of $1,375. So we want to do what we can to get you there. And I hope that you will, you know, consider this. Guys, what a gift for your wife, you know, on Valentine's Day. I'm going to go get some help.
Yeah. It really would be kind of earth-shattering if you did that. And even you women, you know, some of you have really, it's been a problem. And you realize some of those wounds from childhood you've brought in, and it hasn't been easy on him. And so for you to say, hey, let's go do this, it's a gift to him. But here's what people said to me that meant the most when they said this. We've done so many other marriage workshops. This is different. And there are a couple of things I want to point out that make it different. One, we have these clinicians. You don't just hear somebody talk. You go into a group and you do the work. But the other thing, that session that Mylon and Kay did with the couple up on the stage,
the comfort circle,
was stunning.
It was.
It was so emotionally moving to so many people and so hopeful. I mean, when you have someone asking for forgiveness for bringing witchcraft into the marriage, it's not a small thing. And that couple, the healing that they did on that weekend, I'm just telling you, whatever you're going through, we can help you with it. But you have to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. And please help us help others. The scholarship, people were there on scholarship. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't have been there if it hadn't been for the generosity of you wonderful supporters. So thank you for that. Anything else, Larry, you want to say?
No, I just thank you for giving everybody. We had a few people sign up for Club New Life. That was special at the workshop. And if you can do that right now, give us a call. Club New Life is...
Show us some love.
Yeah, exactly. Valentine's Day. You can sign up for only $30. So. Yeah.
Well, it really would make a huge, huge difference. And so thank you, Larry. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, if you can help us. Also, same number, if we could help you. And I'm not able to go to my call screener, but let's work in this last call here. Terry will pull up this last caller. I don't even know who that caller
is. Jennifer from Washington, D.C.
Jennifer, don't have a lot of time, but I wanted
another
to get to your call. And I will mention anybody else. We're going to do this for another hour. And if you want to join us, it's 1-800-229-3000. But how could we help, Jennifer?
Well, I'm trying to find out how to deal with my husband's pornography. And he had an affair with his trouble.
Okay. How long have you known that he's had a problem with pornography, or how long have you known about the affair?
About 15 years.
Oh, wow. And is the...
2 years, about a year for the affair.
About a year for the affair. And is he willing to get any help? Is he, has he stopped the affair? What's going on there?
Absolutely not.
Not.
He doesn't believe in God.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't believe in anything related to that.
And so, have you required anything of him? Have you asked him to move out, leave, anything like that?
No, he actually purchased the home.
He what?
He purchased the home.
How long have you been married?
2 years.
It doesn't matter that he purchased the home. That's your mm-hmm. home, too. And I hate to say this, but your next call needs to be to an attorney, because your husband will not wake up if he thinks you're never going to do anything but just be upset. And he really needs, and for your own sake, you are a valuable, wonderful child of God that deserves more than this. And just the fact that you would say, you know, it's his home, he paid for it, you can't ask him to leave. It is as much your home as it is his. It doesn't matter whose name is on it. Because you did things while he was earning money, he couldn't, the courts view it, he couldn't be earning the money if you hadn't been mm-hmm. doing the other things. Jill, Alice, any thoughts here for her?
Jennifer, the mistreatment by your husband, the betrayal, the knowledge of it, it has robbed you of your strength, and we can hear it in your voice. You must feel so defeated and powerless and despairing. And so I also want you to take some steps to garner strength, because you may not have the internal fortitude to do the next right thing that we want you to do. And so there's a couple of things you have to consider. Identifying a woman who can accompany you in this, a friend, a sister, a spiritual sister or biological sister, but somebody who can lend their strength to you. I hear what sounds like some symptoms of depression in your mm-hmm. voice. And if that's the case, talking with your doctor, talking about an antidepressant, looking into speaking with a psychiatrist, we need to bolster you up so mm-hmm. that you can enter into this battle for yourself and for your well-being.
And in that first step, we're just looking for you to get information, right? We're not pushing you. Just get the information you need.
Yeah, that's right. Well, because many times men like him say things that they want you to believe so that they don't have to deal with the consequences of whatever they're doing. So I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I hope we can find a counselor for you. So glad you called. Really tough. If you know somebody that's in a situation like that, maybe you need to be the friend to help them make the right choice. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Want to join us on this next program? 1-800-229-3000. Come join us.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you. But you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.